Kevin McCullough Radio.
The demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016 certainly was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation. And that is absolutely appropriate.
That's Mick Mulvaney from earlier today. He kicked off the White House press conference as the Trump administration has kind of done in kind of new fashion. You know, you have different heads of different departments that sometimes come and do it. And I think this is a brilliant move on the president's part, because what it allowed the nation to do is to have all of the Adam Schiff talking points that now the media has absorbed and memorized and walked around like zombies repeating to themselves over the last number of weeks, to be able to ask someone that they refused to call to the House chamber to question. And it's somebody that has a lot of information about what was going on, because he was in on the decision in terms of the aid that was withheld from Ukraine, Mick Mulvaney. And so he was able to just in rapid succession just put away one reporter after another when they asked these really idiotic questions. Governor Mike Huckabee, you heard just a little snippet of it there, but there was one questioner, I don't know what outlet she was reporting for, but she kept confusing the DNC and the investigation into the 2016 corruption with the 2020 election and the Democrats that are running for president now. She was conflating the two in her own question. Mulvaney had to one point just say, well, stop, just stop talking. Let me explain it to you. I mean, we got more done today in, you know, first 5 minutes of the White House press conference than we've gotten in the last 3 weeks over on Capitol Hill.
Well, I think part of it is the media is generally confused, and part of it is they don't want to understand it. Because if they ever understood what this is about, they'd realize that the Democrats have been talking about impeachment since before the man was even sworn into office. This is a new movie they've got out. It's called Mission Impeachable. And instead of Tom Cruise, Adam Schiff is the star of the show. But when he lit the fuse, it blows up in his face. So it's just a ridiculous thing. And Mulvaney has been brilliant. I've been watching it for the last several minutes.
Yeah.
And he's been brilliant, just pushing back. And, of course, it's not just about the Ukraine thing. They're upset with where they're going to have the G7 meeting, because it's going to be at Doral.
Yeah.
I kind of like the fact that Mulvaney just says, that's where it's going to be. Like it or lump it. I don't care. Neither does the president.
Go eat rocks as far as we care.
Yeah. Just like, well, don't come. We don't care. But that's where it's going to be. And I find it sometimes, you know, cringeworthy, and at other times it's funny, and it's kind of refreshing to see a politician who just sticks it right back in their face and says, yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny, because I think that today's press corps in the White House are some of the least experienced question askers they've had in maybe my lifetime. I mean, that was always a very kind of coveted place for the news organization to get the assignment to cover the White House. And these kids, honestly, half of them or more look like they're under the age of 30. And I don't even know if they pass basic civics, Governor. It's the way they ask the questions and the amount of knowledge that they evidently portray when they're asking their questions is so minimal. It's like, how did you even get this assignment? Like, did no one else want to be the White House reporter for your organization?
Often the questions are asked not because they're seeking information, trying to inform their viewers or their readers, but it's all about trying to create a show, trying to have a YouTube moment.
Yeah.
My daughter has told me on many occasions that when they would do a press briefing, the whole personality of many of those reporters would change, and they would go from being pretty nice people with whom she worked on a very regular and congenial basis, to suddenly being combative, confrontational. As soon as the lights went off, and the cameras were shut down, they were back to being nice again, because they were all looking to be a star, to being on Rachel Maddow's show, to be able to talk about their moment where they really, you know, stood up there and made a point.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. It's one of the reasons the president shut the whole idea of a daily press briefing down, was because he said, all we're doing is, you know, we're putting a dish out there, putting some beef in it, and asking the dogs to come and devour everything they can get their mouths on. So, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment to modern journalism, at least in my opinion. I want to stay on impeachment for a second, Governor, because this morning I woke up to very lengthy and very in-depth articles, and I haven't had a chance to interact with Byron York or Molly Hemingway since reading their pieces. But they had some sort of version of the Volcker testimony that was done behind closed doors. Now, it's 10 hours, and anybody that sits through and reads a transcript that long, you know, God bless them. But in what they have published in their two columns today, they have essentially reported on information that completely obliterates any type of narrative that Adam Schiff tried to have. And I think you take Mulvaney's presser performance today, and you combine it with the Volcker testimony that's revealed in these two articles. I mean, the American people should be raising up going, okay, now get back to work, you sons of guns. You're not there to just waste time.
Well, I think the White House approach on this is exactly right. Rather than sort of cowering and doing the hunker down, they're standing up and punching back, and that's exactly what they need to do. I read the Byron York piece, as you did, and the one remarkable thing was it was very apparent that Adam Schiff, he would not take no for an answer. And no matter what answer he got, he kept trying his best. It was in a courtroom, that would have been badgering the witness, and a judge would have called him down and said, you've got to stop that, counselor. But he just wouldn't let it go. Look, I've said a long time, Adam Schiff and these Democrats are fishing in the Dead Sea, and they're not going to catch what they're looking for. But they keep throwing lines in the water and hoping that something is going to bite and they'll bring some fish up in the boat. Not going to happen.
Well, they don't even realize they're not swimming in normal water. So to hold through through to your illustration. Hey, get your thoughts on this sad story. And I didn't agree with him on much of anything. And I know that the president went after his hometown district in Baltimore. But the passing of Elijah Cummings, he was a civil rights icon. And I don't know if you had a personal relationship with him, Governor, but just your thoughts on the passing of Elijah Cummings.
Well, I did not know him personally. I never had dealings with him. You know, there were many times when he shined a real statesman light. There were other times when I thought he was playing the role of the partisan chairman of the committee. But Elijah Cummings was a man, and it was very evident, a man of real convictions and passion for not just civil rights, but for people. And I think the president's respect for him came through in the statement that the president gave.
Yeah.
You know, they had a rocky relationship at times, but there were other times when the president genuinely showed an appreciation and respect for Elijah Cummings. And his passing is truly a tragedy, not just for Democrats, but for the country. He had a very long and distinguished career. And I think everybody who talks about him today, who knew him well, speaks of him with great affection and appreciation.
I think that you're right. Okay, Governor, we've got you a day early, but you're still going to do your show this weekend. And even though we're going to be on the road tomorrow at Ventanas, the restaurant in Fort Lee, enjoying some Chef David Burke cooking while we're on the air, we will be thinking about your weekend show. What's coming up on Saturday night?
Well, Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee will be one of our guests, and we have the immortal, legendary, and one-of-a-kind Charlie Daniels. He'll not only be talking about his career and some of his very outspoken views, but he'll be doing a phenomenal song in tribute to our veterans. That if you have any love of country, any love of veterans, you're going to love this song.
I love Charlie Daniels, and he's a real patriot. So that sounds like something that you must not miss. Saturday night, 8 and 11, only on TBN. Replays Sunday night at the same times. Governor, always appreciate your time with us. Thank you for being here.
And don't overeat when you go to the restaurant.
All right. Yeah, and speaking of friends, we will be live from Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee. David Burke will be with me, so join us.